Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another big development fight is underway in Western Queens a little over a year after Amazon's ill-fated announcement of a second headquarters in Long Island City.
WCBS reporter Steve Burns has been following this and joins us. So, Steve, what's the controversial plan this time?
Yeah, so there aren't too many details the city is releasing on this yet. They say the full plan is going to be unveiled sometime this winter. What we do know is that this is looking kind of similar to the big Hudson Yards development on the west side of Manhattan, except this would be much, much bigger. So over in Sunnyside, Queens, they have Sunnyside Yard, this huge rail yard. It's where Amtrak, New Jersey Transit, Long Island Railroad all store their trains. They want to build a deck over most of that yard and then build on top of that deck, kind of similar to what was done at Hudson Yards. So we don't know exactly what would go in there yet. The City Economic Development Corporation is alluding to things like housing, retail, schools, and green space there.
You've heard from some politicians who aren't too pleased about this, Steve. What are they telling you?
Yeah, and the interesting thing about these politicians, these are the same ones that led the fight against Amazon a year ago. So this is Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, State Senator Mike Gianaris, City Council Member Jimmy Van Bramer. Their fear is that this is going to be another Hudson Yards. They've criticized that as basically being a playground for the wealthy, really only luxury developments when the city desperately needs affordable housing. And kind of like the Amazon fight, they say community input here has been really lacking. They basically want to see this process start over. Van Bramer actually told me the decking that they have to build over the yard will basically necessitate high-end development just because of how much money that it costs.
Steve, any word from the city on these concerns?
Not a whole lot. They're still kind of waiting and seeing where this process is going to go from here. The City Economic Development Corporation did say in a statement they recognize that there will be questions and concerns in any long-term planning process. So they're kind of emphasizing that there's still a long way to go here before anything is set in stone.
Steve, thank you. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.